So we were just talking about this dude who got stuck in an urn.
I'm doing everything I can.
He was not happy at that point. So asked, what's the craziest place and where's the craziest place you've been stuck? All right. 502-795-1997. Anna said via text, so when I was younger, I decided to crawl into a tomato cage and it just fell over.
Oh, yeah.
I saw stars and I was stuck inside the tomato cage and my grandma had to come help pull me out.
Bless her heart. It was kind of like a little taller and cylindrical, a little narrow.
Yeah, oh, right. Man. Exactly. Tanya said a washing machine.
Oh yeah.
You know, like when you're doing some hardcore hide and seek when you're younger, you search for anything.
I mean, what an amazing spot too, right? But
right.
Then sometimes
getting out
is the problem.
Right. Emma said, not my story, but my cousin was over and when I was younger, we were playing hide and seek. Took my sister and I 2 hours to find her. And this was before she had a phone, so we couldn't really even call her to find her.
Oh my gosh.
Called out her name, wanting an answer, got nothing. Turns out she was on the very top shelf of our storage basement shelves behind our Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh.
However, the tree was wedged under some pipes and she was stuck behind it.
Oh, wow.
Took 4 total people to get her out, and she was probably up there for 3.5 hours.
She wins. She wins the game. Winner,
oh,
winner, chicken dinner. Oh, my gosh.
Derek said, in a trash can, I was around elementary school age, and this particular trash can had a snap-on lid. And I somehow was able to snap it on, but once I was inside, I wasn't strong enough to push it off.
Oh, my gosh. I kind of need to know how long he was in there before people figured it out.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Dan said, I once got stuck in a suitcase.
Impressive.
I was a small child at the time, somewhere between like 5 and 8. I thought it would be fun to zip myself inside or something like that. I realized after I finished zipping it shut that I didn't know how to unzip it. I remember screaming my head off until my uncle heard and came into the room to let me out.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing?
It's just like,
I wanted to see if I could fit.
Right, I know. It's just like curiosity stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Like craziest places you've been stuck. I remember getting stuck in an elevator once, and I was there for maybe 5 minutes by myself.
5 minutes you were stuck?
Yeah, that's it.
I thought my life was over.
Yeah, I know. I know. And it was kind of between floors because I ended up prying it open and then...
Did you have to climb?
Yeah, I was able to like kind of climb it out. And then, of course, you know, my mind races to the fact that, okay, what if the elevator starts moving while I'm trying to climb through? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're lucky, sir.
Yeah.
That could have worked out differently.
Debbie said, I was once stuck in a church bathroom when I was 7 for about an hour because the lock was broken.
Oh, no.
My whole short life was slowly flashing before my eyes. I pretty much assumed after a few minutes I'd be spending the rest of my life in there and that it would be my imminent demise. An axe ended up saving me.
They had to get an axe to get her out of the church bathroom?
I remember my daughter, Zoe, she's 12 now, but when she was like maybe 2 or 3, we went out to the West Coast for my sister's wedding and we rented a house, right? And so she goes into the bathroom, locks it, can't get out. I mean, and you know, this is like on the 2nd floor in a rented house, so there's no way into the bathroom from like a window, an exterior window, and we're just like, okay, Zoe, turn. I mean, like, there's 3 adults on the outside of the bathroom.
And she just couldn't figure
it
out.
And this is one of those things where it's like, where'd Zoe go? It's like, and then, you know, we hear in the bathroom, and we ended up having to, like, completely dismantle the knob system on the bathroom to get her out. But yeah, it was
crazy. My gosh. I was gonna say, yeah, she probably just couldn't figure it out. And then without you being able to see the inside, like, how can you talk her in biz?
Yeah. Wow. Scarlett texted us and said, when I was about 5 years old, I got stuck between 2 iron railings in my house. My mom called the fire department because I couldn't get out.
Oh no.
When they all showed up and tried to get me out, I said, oh, do you want me to get out of here? I sucked my stomach again and I slid right out. Oh my gosh. Scarlett, you mean to tell me you what? Oh, hang on a second. You were wanting me to get out?
Oh. Is this what you were wanting me to do? Is this why you called all these people? Can I see the truck?
That is hysterical.
Can I climb on the truck now?
Gosh, that was funny.
Oh, Scarlett.
Oh, that was good. All right. Well, hey, if you've got anything you want to add, you always can. 502-795-1997.